Eclipses and the False Ego. The following is an extract from the seminar of the Healing Masters Nirula entitled Eclipses and Influences, July 2009. Part 1.
Good healing opportunity. How many of you did extra healing on that day of the eclipse? Some of you. Some of you didn't do much. See, what happens is, under the normal course of life, as we are going through life every day, there are a lot of emotional upheavals that take place. And there are the energies that we have within ourselves of anger and hatred and arrogance and fear and so on. So when you are a healer, what is happening is that this is happening for everybody, but for a healer it works a little different, that in the universe are flowing out of the body of the creators lot of healing energies, like the Shri Chakra, the Shri Yantra, Sudarshan Chakra, Lakshmi Yantra, Trishul, so many things are coming. And these are like discs that come and sit on top of a specific emotion or a specific characteristic and start to heal that. So when you are going through, let's for example, that if you are a healer and you're doing a lot of healing and there is some negative energy you are discharging, saying that I wish I had some money. So Lakshmi Yantra will come and sit on top of that emotion or that thought. And if you are healing it, then it will transform, let's say, into wealth of some kind, or it will transform into spiritual wealth. So a lot of the times, because we have these feelings, I want money, I want this, I want that. So a lot of the healing is done that way. So the energy of those blessings is used up in providing material gains rather than spiritual gains. So on an eclipse day, this is multiplied many times because you are discharging much more negative energy on that day. So if you have, let's say, the Sudarshan Chakra comes and sits on top of your aura somewhere, that will give you energy to, or wisdom to, destroy the negative things, the inimical things inside you that are holding you back. Now if you are in ignorance, then it is going to give you material benefits, not the spiritual ones so much. So although we are using this, we are sending healing, we are using these energies to sort of help us to materialize our desires in the material universe, some portion is going for spirituality. So you could combine the two, that you should send the healing from now on, that not only do you get the material benefit, but this is helping your spiritual progress. So if you are asking for wealth materially, you might do well to ask for spiritual wealth as well. If you are asking for enemies to be destroyed externally or within your own mind and thinking, you can ask for internal things to be destroyed that are enemies in the path of your spiritual progress. You understand? So this way you can access not only the material but also maximally the spiritual, because you are in knowledge of it. If you are not in knowledge, then it's mostly going to give you the material relief. And some part is going to give you the spiritual relief. But if you ask for both, then it changes the way that this works. So when there is a lot of dark energies, when there is an eclipse, the dark energies, as we mentioned, all these negative energies have a greater time to maximize and erupt from your energy field. So it's a greater healing opportunity. We had also mentioned that if you have perfected some mantras, you should put your right foot in the water. A lot of people bathe waist deep in the water during this time. And that's because the energies that block your spiritual progress are there in your right toe in the form of the Ketu. which is obstructing the moon. So those energies become harmonized, then they don't act to create a problem or an obstacle in your spiritual evolution. Because good fortune energies are coming from your right toe, that's why you touch people's right toes. So that's another consideration, that's another energy reason why you must work with awareness. So the more you work with awareness, the more you will progress. Otherwise you remain caught up within the material circuit. Of course, the spiritual is also being healed, but not to that extent. Because your awareness is not there, you're not directing or accepting the energies of that. So from now on, what you need to do is to accept the energies of spiritual progress along with the material progress as a formal intention. You must intend this formally. So if you are asking for some intelligence for some material purpose, you should ask for spiritual wisdom and intelligence as well. So this will cover both sides of your existence, the spiritual and the material. So this will then truly be in harmonious state. If we are only looking at the material or only looking at the spiritual, then there is a little bit of disbalance. Because you cannot maintain the spiritual without material sustenance also. There must be some sustaining of material energies and benefits, otherwise you will lose the thrust, the momentum. And at the same time, if you are just focused on the material, then you lose the thrust of where you're supposed to go spiritually. So you must balance these two. You must have knowledge of where you're going spiritually. Ultimately, what is your goal? Right now it has been in the background. It's somewhere vague that, you know, while we are doing our healing for our everyday problems, we are also getting spiritualized, which is true. But then you're focusing too much on the material also sometimes. So in order to balance that, you need to get back into focusing that what is my spiritual goal. So even if you are not sure, you can ask for spiritual wealth, you can ask for spiritual wisdom, you can ask for destruction of inimical forces that are preventing you from spiritual progress. You can ask for strength, spiritual strength. You can ask for being spiritually connected in terms of wisdom. Intelligence and guidance and so on. I'm wanting you to be a little more specific in the way that I have told you.
Sir, with the internal enemies, can we say that the external enemies are a reflection of the internal enemies?
And they may be. What is the relevance of that?
So, when we affirm that the internal enemies are destroyed, that are in the path of spiritual progress, so the external enemies would also
do it and see what happens to the external enemies. If you finish the internal enemies, then you will see the reflection of that externally. The Keshi demon that Lord Krishna destroyed in Vrindavan is in the form of a big bull that used to come and destroy people's fields and, you know, crops, and he was very destructive. So those fields and crops are considered to be your spiritual growth elements. So he reached in and he reached his hand into his throat and pulled him inside out. Killed him by turning him inside out. So the Keshi demon represents the false ego. So there is an inside and there is an outside. So the false ego is obstructing your connection with your true self, actually. And all this is happening because of the darkness that is surrounding our thought process, our realization and consciousness, actually, not so much the thought process. That is a far advanced stage. But basically obscuring your consciousness. So materially speaking, the spiritual element, the spirit soul, is obscured by material consciousness, which is basically your false ego. Nothing can really, a material element like earth or stone can't obstruct your consciousness. What can obstruct it is a false element, which is the false ego with which you identify yourself. So the false ego is constructed of your illusory understanding of who you are. And that identification can draw your focus away from the inside. So the inside must come outside. Like the Keshi demon. So the demon was thinking he's under great protection because he's in the form of a bull, and the bulls and cows are not to be harmed in the cultural tradition. So he was getting away with a lot of nonsense. And nobody could do anything. So the false ego is like that. It is very sacred. Anything that impinges on our false ego perception of ourselves, we defend very vigorously. We say, no, you can't touch this, because this is who I am. This is me. You understand? So we are spending or investing a lot of energy in protecting our false image of ourselves. And with the spiritual energy, you must have the strength to have it reversed, inside out, pulled out, so that you can actually see the reality. So that can be happening only when you remove that false ego, then your vision is clear.